And that's another thing that Jimmy has. The intensity, the trash talk, the demeanor, his whole mentality, the whole vibe of him.
He definitely has MJ genes.
The whole story of him taking on the Minnesota starters when he was there and wiping the floor with the
thirst. That is so true.
That is some like MJ energy. Welcome back to the Basketball Forever podcast. I'm Nick Jungfer. I'm with a man who always gets pulled over at the airport security, Alex Sumsky. Hey, mate.
You always throw me some curveball to start every episode. I never know what's coming and they get more and more obscure.
Oh, there are so many fun facts about you that I look forward to sharing with the people.
It's just going to get worse. Yes, I do always get stopped at airports. Random security checks at the airport are not very random when it comes to me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. If it's
have you seen my passport photo?
Has it got a big...
Hold on. I'll show you my passport photo.
Has it got a big hectic beard? Because wasn't it when you had the very dark beard / complexion when you would always get pulled over? So just a bit of...
I'll show you this. So this is... This is what causes like me a few problems.
Most of the issue. Oh, yeah. We'll put that up on the screen.
No, don't put that up on the screen.
Oh, we have to. Just it's important context.
It's not a very flattering photo. And the reason why I look like that is because I had like a really good passport and I lost it in the a week before I had an international trip. And I had to get an emergency one done. And I remember I just rushed in on the day that they were available, snapped a pic, and they printed one on Express. And yeah, that's how, yeah, ever since then, I've never gone through the airport unscathed.
Looks like the photo was taken in the middle of COVID lockdown or something.
It was something like that.
Okay. Well, on to some actual basketball subject matter.
Mm.
We've got a conspiracy theory for today.
Wow.
Now, this one's done the rounds. Well, hasn't actually done the round. So it has been whispered about in certain corners of the internet, not claiming that it's one of my own.
You know, I love a little basketball / NBA conspiracy theory. We've had a little, got a bit of a history with those conspiracies.
Because back in the very early days, like the really early days, was it before my time?
Mm.
BF loved a good, the hashtag Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, we would do like an Illuminati confirmed post all the time and come up with the craziest conspiracy. Some of them went really, really viral. One rumor that we ended up starting, and this article, we wrote a web article about it that we shared, and it got like 150,000 reads or something crazy, and just absolutely did the rounds. And I really think it kickstarted this in the news cycle. The Morris twins, we said that they were playing for each other at one point during injuries and like replacing each other because they were twins with the same tattoos.
You reckon you started that one?
I know that we got that circulating because I remember when we wrote the article and then ours blew up and then I saw it on all of these second tier sites all over the place and people posting about it. And
the thing is they don't blow up if you're not, you know, very early on it. That's how you know. If it's already everywhere,
then it's not.
It doesn't get traction.
No, exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do have a bit of Illuminati confirmed history.
Yes.
So I'm always open to a NBA conspiracy theory.
So what do you think about the conspiracy theory that MJ is Jimmy Butler's dad?
I have heard this. I have heard of this.
Yeah.
This is, that's such an interesting one. Is there much to it? Like,
so
what sort of foundation?
You might have dug around on YouTube back in the day.
Yeah.
Let me just sort of refresh your memory. So it started with Terrez Owens, who claims to be the number one sports gossip blogger, received a tip. This is how it all
Hold
started.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. So this is how it all started. Received a tip, which was entitled The Child Out of Wedlock, and goes on to say, Michael Jordan would not claim an unwanted child in 1988 in fear of destroying his marriage. So the child took on the name of Butler, the mother's name.
Mm.
It was reported he paid, as in MJ, paid the mother off to not tarnish his public image and legacy and role model figure. After 13 years, the mother kicked the child out of the household because MJ cut off the payments that he was making to her. This is all according to this tip. And that it also says that Jordan had a kid with a woman at or around the time that Butler was conceived. This has been well documented. That's the end of the tip.
Interesting.
But I've got plenty more.
There's more to it.
Having done a fair bit of digging around.
What would motivate someone to fabricate a tip like that? It's such an obscure thing to sort of, because it makes a lot of sense. Mm. Like that lines up. I just wonder.
Is there any point in even making, I mean, there are batshit crazy people out there.
But of course.
It still seems like a strange thing to, like a very random thing to make up.
Yeah. So I'll keep an open mind.
Yeah. So, because there's plenty more. And the more you look into it, the crazier it gets.
Yeah.
So. And by the way, the dates line up because Jimmy was born September 14, 1989.
Right.
Meaning the conception would have to be...
December.
Would have had to have been conceived, December 1988 or very early 1989.
Yeah, right.
You go and look at MJ's... At the Bulls' schedule.
Yeah.
Jimmy being born in Houston. Mm. And it's like, were the Bulls in Houston? They weren't, but they were in Dallas, which is 3-hour drive away. The Bulls played in Dallas, then they had 3 days off.
Okay.
So where's nearby and has a lot of entertainment?
Houston?
Nighttime, yes. Yeah, exactly. So that is possible. It might feel like we're reaching already, but that's probably... We've got some other stuff
here
that's
that.
Not as big of a reach.
So what, he was in that off period, he was traveling and getting lit at the strip clubs.
Getting right down to business.
Yeah, clearly.
Allegedly, maybe.
Found a companion.
Yes. Now, you look at the... Have you seen the... And we'll put some of these up for the people watching on Facebook as well. But the photos, you take a young Jimmy and a young MJ.
Oh, my gosh.
Identical. Young Jimmy looks more like MJ than MJ's actual definite confirmed sons, Marcus and Jeffrey Jordan.
They don't look like him at all.
No.
And I think they're also short.
Yep. One of them 6'4 and one of them 6'1, I believe. Jimmy? Oh,
6'4, really?
So one of them's... Yeah, I
thought
think
it was even shorter.
One of them's definitely 6'1.
Doesn't he have like a 5'10 brother?
I hope I haven't cooked that.
No. Let me just... I can easily find out.
Yeah. Have a look at that. But Jimmy and MJ are almost identical heights. MJ's 6'6 and Jimmy's 6'7.
Yeah. Wow.
And that doesn't on its own confirm that they're related. But the height and the facial appearance.
So Jeffrey Jordan.
Yep.
Okay. I remember when I was really young, I used to watch him play. And there was
you would have been disappointed.
Do you,
isn't there a video of MJ watching his sons play? And it's like, man, the one time this dude showed up and showed his son some love and they're getting crunched.
Well, do you remember? So, yeah, okay. So, Jeffrey Jordan's 185 centimeters. Well, meter 85. So, what? He's 2 centimeters over 6 foot. Which is just 6'1".
Yeah, so he's the guy that's 6'1". And I think Marcus is a bit taller, but he's definitely not 6'6".
Marcus Jordan is—he does look a little bit taller from the photos. He is 191. So you're right.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Right. I don't 6'1 know why and 6'4. I don't know why I thought that.
So it is fun. Imagine if this was true, right?
Mm.
And so MJ's got his two legitimate sons and the illegitimate son.
Yeah.
The illegitimate son, just from a basketball standpoint, is the one you want. If he's just a savage who just wants an elite basketball playing son, the other two are the ones you disown.
That's
I mean, that's hectic to
that's
say.
That's so hectic. But it makes sense. I know that like Michael Jordan will never, like MJ would never probably admit
MJ
this.
MJ would never.
He would never admit this. But you know, in like the depths of his soul, he would have loved sons that were like, competitive,
elite, but also just with
level.
That dog in them, and that's another thing that Jimmy has. So the intensity,
that.
The trash talk, the demeanor, his whole mentality, the whole vibe of him.
He definitely has MJ genes.
the whole story of him taking on the Minnesota Starters when he was there and wiping the floor with the third
string. That is so true.
That is some like MJ energy.
That isn't
so many things he does. MJ energy.
There's more as well to that, because if you think about how he plays as well. We're talking about a supremely talented two-way player, you know, just as good defensively on like the defensive end as he is on the offensive end. And what do you think Jimmy's biggest weakness in his game is?
Shooting.
More specifically?
Perimeter shooting.
What was MJ's biggest weakness?
Yeah, same thing.
MJ was that guy that would pass up a three-pointer to take some ridiculous, like 10 out of 10 difficulty shot in the mid-range.
And yeah.
Jimmy is exactly the same. You could pull up all sorts of footage where he'll take some crazy shot at mid-range rather than some good open three. Look like he cooked in the Eastern Conference Finals last season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, another similarity occurred to me just then was the fact, and again, this on its own, it's not like, oh, father, son, confirmed, but it's just crazy all the different things.
Yeah.
Both late bloomers. You remember, like, Jimmy later than MJ.
Yeah.
MJ was a weapon when he came into the league, but there's the famous story of getting cut from his high school team. With Jimmy, he still wasn't playing big minutes. He wasn't playing big minutes like right off the bat.
Mm.
It took him a little while in the league.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a slight deviation from the stuff that makes me think they're actually related
or at least
want to think that. What we know for a fact, Jimmy was kicked out of home at 13.
Mm.
Jimmy's father was never in his life.
Let's build a timeline.
Yep. And we've never known who... There's never been any word of who Jimmy's father is outside of maybe it's Michael Jordan.
Because I feel like if you look up Jimmy Butler's dad, all that comes up is the Michael Jordan conspiracy theories. No?
Yeah, yeah. So there is no one to be like, hey, I'm actually his dad.
Yeah.
So the other thing was, and this is a bit hard to confirm because you can't click the link anymore.
Suspicious.
Conveniently can't click the link.
Of course. Murdoch Media burying this story.
Niche reference.
Everyone gets Murdoch.
Oh, true, true. Oh, yeah, he's very worldwide.
Global behemoth.
Think of the chaos that he causes over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so CBS supposedly reported or mentioned within a report.
Yeah.
There was this camp where MJ and Jimmy Butler were both there.
Mm.
They shot some hoops in front of the kids and whatnot. MJ supposedly said, son, you'll never be like me. Pass the ball to your teammates. And so maybe he didn't say son, or maybe he said it and not in such a literal sense. I'm sure he didn't say it in a literal sense.
Ooh, that's a stretch.
But again, remember, this is all
because MJ.
This is all conspiracy.
You know, MJ. He's so competitive. He wants to sun everyone. You know.
Yeah.
He wants to like.
I'll admit that we're getting into
sunning someone in the NBA is just that was
MJ's MO.
But if
he actually said the word sun, it's pretty funny.
It is, but then also. I would have probably thought nothing of this, but now that they've deleted the story and scrubbed it like the LeBron getting dunked on, like the LeBron Nike tapes from the internet, now I'm skeptical. Now you're making me think that there's something to it.
Been deleted like our early podcast where we both had some very regrettable takes.
You don't have to bring that up.
Oh, yeah. It's pain for me as well.
Keep that.
Herb Jones most improved, not looking good.
that one's all time.
It's paying 200 to one.
But the Lakers might turn it
Thanks
around.
For sending me the audio of that on the weekend, by the way.
Can we play that?
No.
Play that.
Oh, hold why on. Did I say this?
This is, everyone's got to listen to this. This is all-time comedy. So it's such a bad little soundbite, but it is
But also
so
you
glorious.
Think Herb Jones is worse than he is because he's on your fantasy team. Oh, how quickly did you pull that up? We just had that on speed dial.
Just the length on that man.
Oh, that's what you wanted to play.
And I'm all about Herb. Just the length on that man.
I thought you would have wanted to expose my bad take.
No, I don't care about the take. I care about the innuendo. Oh my goodness.
That's pain. But what concerns me the most is you open your phone. Oh, here it is. Bang.
You know I've got the folders.
Yeah, all the receipts. It's painful.
Everything's organized meticulously.
You can't get away with anything. Anyway, where were we before we got onto Herb Jones' length?
Well, we were saying that, you know, could potentially be a little bit of a stretch, but a bit of skepticism now that
that
article's been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah. And, you know, my other quote that was admittedly a stretch, but I'm just throwing everything out there and then we can decide, what is intriguing and what is just a total BS stretch. But the other one was, so Jimmy breaks MJ's franchise record in Chicago for points in a half. And then they're asking him after the game, oh, MJ, you broke his record. And he says, don't compare me to him. I don't want to be compared to him. I just want to be me.
That's cap. That's even for me, that's too much of a stretch.
Like, anyone.
Were you trying to imply that he's like bitter about his dad abandoning him? So he's just like, don't compare me to that.
Hey, I'm just throwing it all out there. I'm not saying that's the bit that makes me, gets me over the line.
The other stuff's more compelling than that, I think.
Yeah. So just throwing it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling overall so far?
I mean, there's obviously like a lot of, I mean, there's an argument for it. I could, like, it's not outside of the realm of possibility. It's not completely insane.
I haven't finished with my two strongest points there. Maybe they should have been first, although I probably would have lost everyone right off the bat. But the stuff from earlier and the photo, the side-by-side photos.
The side-by-side photos.
It's crazy. I mean, doppelgangers, lookalikes, they do happen, but Jesus Christ, that's a...
I guess the question I have is, I think the last one, I think, you know, using the term son, and I mean, there's a very, even if this is true, there is a very good chance that perhaps MJ and Butler, independent of each other, don't even know about this. Like, this is all just, us as third parties could perhaps draw this conclusion. They might not even know. But, like, why wouldn't Jimmy's mom just come out with the truth when the payment stopped? Like, surely, there's so much motivation, like, to use that as sort of ammo for money. I mean, I know that Jimmy grew up in sort of, you know, poor socioeconomic environment.
I guess the only way to explain that, maybe MJ just calls her bluff and she never actually comes out and says it. But why not?
Why?
If he's definitely not going to pay,
that
come
out. Huge.
And she probably, if she's not getting MJ's money, could probably get paid to, you know, sell him, spill the beans.
I can think you would get six-figure payments just for the exclusivity on that report. Easy. I just think that there would be, there's huge motivation for money, revenge, or what have you to expose that. And there would have been plenty of opportunities if it was true on her part, if she knew that.
I've seen at least a couple sites say, well, it can't be real because it's well documented that Jimmy grew up in poverty, basically, or like, you know, really tough. They were doing it tough. And so it's like, what, was MJ just flicking them $20 a week? Like, what's going on here? But then it makes me think, if anyone was doing that, he seems like the kind of savage dude who MJ does.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah. I think that maybe, that's a real tough one because he does seem like he's like got an element of ruthlessness in him.
Yeah.
Where he could swing this way.
He seems like the kind of guy where a little kid, like, you know, would ask him for like $2 and he'd say, fuck off, kid.
Like Kareem.
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe what we'll do is we'll give this a score. Let's give this a score out of 10 on like the scale of probability. And we'll, you know.
The raw numbers aren't in our favor. What's the population of the US? Like 300 million?
Yeah.
And roughly? So the fact that if MJ has a son and he just emerges into one of the...
That's low odds.
The small number of people in the public eye that we know about.
There's probably just a higher probability that there are MJ lookalikes that live in the United States.
Yeah.
that's also pretty likely.
The crazy thing is if all of this is not true, which it probably is not, but MJ could well still have, there could be a baby MJ out there.
Mm.
I think if he was anywhere near MJ's the basketball ability, we'd probably know about him.
Mm.
But there could just be another guy out there with MJ's bloodline.
Yeah, I give this about a 6 out of 10 for plausibility.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's just 6 out of 10. But yeah. Bear in mind, I give a 9 out of 10 to some 9/11 conspiracy theory. So,
so you're a conspiracy guy.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if I had to plot it on a chart, there's probably less evidence here than there would be for a more believable conspiracy theory.
And we know that Jimmy doesn't. I don't think Jimmy's like thinking that it's true, because that camp that we talked about where they're shooting around and they're very friendly and matesy. And so if Jimmy actually believed,
if he was really bitter,
MJ abandoned him as a child,
that rips apart your point about the press conference.
Yeah.
Where he was like, don't compare me to him. If you're bitter and salty like that,
but then you do a camp,
you're not doing a camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your perhaps dad.
Yeah. So anyway, it's one of those ones that you just want to believe so badly. Like, how incredible would it be if it was true?
Do you remember there was that guy that claimed to be LeBron James's dad?
Yeah. Vaguely. What were the
I never found out what happened to that story, because it was this guy. Here, I'll show you.
We need to find him.
Jamie, pull that up. This bloke. Have a look at this guy. Remember this?
Oh.
And he claims that...
I remember this story, but I don't remember any of the details of it.
Well, he basically claimed that he had a sexual relationship with LeBron's mom in Ohio one night. And it's a real stretch. He went on national television and told this story. And he seemed the convictions were like quite strong. And he said that when she fell pregnant and told him or something, he said, you should call him LeBron, like name the son, and said he's going to be like the best basketball player in Cleveland or in the world or something like
so
that.
So what you're saying is LeBron's dad could tell the future just like LeBron can. I knew Kobe would have 81.
Who's the biggest cap? Hey, maybe it makes sense now.
Oh, so it's actually in his son. It's in his genetics to tell the future. I say tell the future, I mean flat out lie that he could tell the future.
Literally.
Yeah.
Maybe there is maybe it does carry some
confirmed
weight.
Confirmed.
But yeah, that was another crazy story. I remember watching that. And I'm like watching this man. He was like 6'8", too, built like a LeBron, looks like LeBron. They did a DNA test and it came back that it wasn't. But he
did a DNA test? Jerry Springer?
Like no. He
that's what I'm imagining.
He like actually did a DNA test to confirm if it was.
I don't understand that. He went on TV and said, I'm LeBron's dad. And then he's like, oh, hold on, let me just do the test after.
Oh, I don't know if maybe he didn't do it, but he wanted to, but he. The reason he didn't want to do one is that he was worried about the integrity of the test, because he assumed that LeBron would just pay everyone off to give like false results. Oh, it goes to
worried about the integrity of the test.
I have no idea these people could just be completely delusional for all we know.
Yeah.
And
that's got to be a man just looking for fame and money. But it's, these what ifs.
I like the Jimmy Butler one a bit more, because no one needs each other's fame. Like they're both perfectly successful.
Yeah, it's harder to find a reason to lie about it.
Yeah.
Like the anonymous tip.
No one's got a dog in
this. The tip was anonymous. So what did that person gain from, I'm not saying it's definitely true, but like you said off the top, what do they gain from that?
Yeah, there's not much to gain from an anonymous tip on a relatively credible hypothetical. I don't know who gets anything out of that.
On the world's number one sports blog, according to that particular blog.
I feel like everyone that has a sports blog is the world's number one sports blog.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, plenty of room at the top, apparently.
It's amazing how many number ones there are.
Yeah.
Defies all maths.
We should probably do a little bit more of these, I think, every now and then, like do a deep dive into conspiracy theories that are sort of circulating at the time and, you know, work out. I gave it 6 out of 10. What are you sort of pegging it at?
My initial reaction was that 6 was high. Even though I came into this episode really pitching it.
You pitched it to me. Maybe I'm just so gullible.
Yeah, either that or I'm just a good salesman.
But. You think under 5. You're not even 50%
like, seriously, how likely I think it is?
Yeah.
Maybe I would go 4.
I wanted to start at 4. Every time I look at that picture of them side by side, it pushes me to 6.
But, yeah.
You know, well, I guess we'll never know. It's not one of those ones.
I go back and forth on the picture because they look so identical. But there have been crazy doppelgangers between people we know.
Yeah.
Remember Rodney Stuckey looked exactly like 50 Cent? I don't think that was 50 Cent's son.
Yeah, that's true. It's fun to look at.
Yeah, it is. So let us know if you like these conspiracies and we'll dig a few more up. We'll probably dig them up even if you don't want us to because we love them.
Yeah.
But do let us know what you think of the episode.
Mm.
And jump back here next week. We'll catch you guys soon.